Hello?
Hello, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for working that out yesterday. I'm going to call Rebbe.
When you see that, I'll check it.
I should read a list.
I'm ready to take it down.
Okay, right. So I have like 12. I think, 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's right. I have like 12 ikar slichos besides the last 10. The last 10 on Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, but besides the last 10. So, in my edition. So, Yud Aleph is on Yoshua Melech. By Konin Yirmiyo Al Yoshio is Yud Aleph, and that's Yud Aleph, and Yud Gimel is all the haftachis that Hashem said in the word Ko. There's a lot of times the word Ko. So the Kaliyah wrote a whole kina on the word Ko. Every time the word Ko appears in the Torah, so it's very nice kina. That's Yud. Yud Gimel, and right then there's a Tezayin and Titus. All what he did, Tezayin in the Mikdash, and it says in the Tezayin Titus. It says it starts Zohar Asher Osa Tzor Bifnim Tzayin, and in middle Tzayin it says that Hashem made that they left the Kosma Ravi. Hashem, it says here that Hashem made the Kosma Ravi stay, that we should have a zecher of the Mikdash. Hashem wanted us to have Zecher HaMikdash. See, he made the Kosma Ravi stay of the Harabais, that we should have a Zecher. That says in Tes Zayim. Okay, and Yud Zayim is a whole thing of Al-Layli. All the what happened, many things happened. Also the Kalir. Al-Layli, that's also very chashuva, very chashuva, and then Yud-Tes, L'cha Hashem Atzaka, and Bursa Panim, what Hashem did and what we did, what we did, in Yud Tes, it says something very fascinating. In Yud Tes, it says, "L'chashem atzaka b'sichon b'og v'chol malchus kenan Lan Bursa Panim Ba'achan Ashama Bechirim. See, there's a famous Indian that Achan was Moab Bechirim when Yeshua captured the city of Yericho in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, and Yeshua made a cherim that no one should be Moab Bechirim, and Achan was Moab Bechirim. So it says here. It's kiddo. The Achan with Moab and Cherim wasn't a taina only Achan. It's a taina on us. It's a taina on Klal Yisrael. This Achan with Moab and Cherim, it shows that the whole Klal Yisrael was at fault because we were struck with a Cherim, then no one would be Moel. But since we weren't struck, so Achan with Moab and Cherim is a kiddish of. Of your test.
What is that?
Yes, I'll tell you, there's a stira yesterday in the Chabura. There's a stira gedola that now our Pasha now is the Boaz Chanan. So the Pasha Boaz Chanan in Rashi, in the beginning of Rashi Boaz Chanan says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that a promise that it says in the Pasuk, V'tzavas Yehoshua v'chaskeru v'amseyu ki hu yavor b'fnei olam hazeh v'hu yankil osam. It says in the Parsha of Boaz Chanan. So Rashi in the beginning of Boaz Chanan on the Pasuk ki hu yavor l'fnei olam hazeh Pasuk chafches. So it says in Rashi that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that Yeshua will fight in Eretz Yisrael and Yeshua will win. But when will Yeshua win? Only if he goes to fight with them. But if he doesn't go to fight with them, so they're not going to win. And they went for a mechama in a city called Ai, and they lost. So Klal Yisrael lost the war for Ai. And Yeshua said was very upset. How come they lost the Muhammad? They lost for Ai. So Rashi says, I read Rashi in Boaz Chanan says, the Kevin should not fall upon of Amlo Kum Lecha. Kum Lecha Ksiv. Atahu I made the Bimkomcha Umshalech as Bona La Muhammad. Lamazat to not fall upon Necha. Lo kach amarti to Rabcha, imhu over ovin, the imlav ain over, and Yeshua did not go with them in the Mechamas Ai, and therefore they lost. That says in Rashi, Boaz Chanan, beginning of Boaz Chanan, but Sefer Yeshua, Perek Zayin says a different reason than Yeshua said. Why did we lose? So Hashem said because they were Moab Bechirim, because Yeshua made a cherim, they shouldn't take anything from the shalom of Yericho, and Achan was Moab Bechirim. So it says like a stira. It says in Yeshua Perek Zayin, the reason why they lost the Mechama Ai was because of the Moab Bechirim, and Rashi in Boaz Chanan says a different reason. Because they Yeshua didn't go with them. So it's the stira Rashi in Boaz Chanan and the Parsha in Yeshua. Okay, so it needs Ian. It's the stira in the Rashi. Maybe both reasons. I'm not sure. But in the Kino Yotes, it mentions the Indian of Achan with Moab Acherim. That's one of the various Beskilu. You see from the capital Yud test the kino the Moab Bechirim wasn't a taina only on Achan, it was us. That if we see, I think the Velt says that Lord and people on Machal Shabbos and Shabbos, but it's a taina a little bit on the Charedim. If the Charedim were really struck on Shabbos, really, really, then even not Charedim would be more careful on Shabbos. Like Yom Kippur, no one is even the not Even the non-Purim people, many of them watch Yom Kippur. But by us, it's very stark, Yom Kippur, very stark. Mela, by them also, it's stark. I mean, lefi how stark by us is stark by the not so firm. Okay, that's your test. Your test is the chasam ha'atzaka. Then chas aleph is as a halavanon is the asara hergim malchus. That's as a halavanon, very, very strong kina is as a halavanon, and the chav beis is on the Crusades. What happened in the Crusades? Crusades, I think, is the Chafez, and right, Chafez is the Crusades. It says here in Chafez something mavil. It says something mavil that. It says in Chaf Beis in the Crusade that the parents said, and the children, we weren't zocher to raise you the Torah. We're going to offer you like as a korban. It says here, lo zachinu l'gadotchem haTorah nakrifchem ka'ola v'haTorah. Veniska imachem laora hatsuna me'en kol v'aluma. Okay, we'll say very, very, very strong akina in Chaf Beis, and Chaf Gimel is akina on the bein abbas of Rabbi Shmuel. There was a Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, and they captured his bein, his son, and his daughter, and they looked like beautiful, that there was something out of this world in beauty, both of them. So the ones that captured them said, "We're going to marry them. We're going to marry them, and they'll have children that are very, very beautiful, and we'll gain many avodah, many children that are very beautiful if we marry this Ben." And they didn't know it was a brother and sister, so. They put them in the one room together, and the brother and sister didn't know, it was very dark then. But they stayed far from each other. Then in the morning they saw each other, and it says here, Achidish, they were so overwhelmed that it was brother and sister. They hugged each other and they passed away. It says Ora Boker Zeze Hikiro Hoy Achi Hoy Achos Hegbiru Vinishabku. They don't hug each other. Yachad Vinishabru Ayotzasa Vinishmosa Vinishima. They were so, and this is a chiddush. They passed away from Rove, not Borough. They hugged each other. And they were so sad. They wanted to marry each other, that they passed away. Chiddush needs an iyun. What's trapped here? Okay, but this is Chaf Gemo, and right. Then there's one Chaf Hei was also on the Crusades again on the Crusades of Chaf Hei. That's also Chaf Hei. Then Chav Vav is that Yirmiyahu Hanavi went to Hebron, went to the Ovis, and he dived into the Ovis. The Ovis should he dive into Hebron, that the Ovis should help the children, and the Ovis Kilum, they were crying with Yirmiyahu Hanavi. They were crying with him, and they. That's Chav Vav and Chav Zayin also Yirmiyahu Hanavi, Yirmiyah Hanavi, kilo met the Shechina, met the Shechina, and that's also on Yirmiyah Hanavi. That's Chaf Zayin, and Lamed Aleph is very important. Piyut Lamed Aleph says the famous piyut of Betzaisim Mitzrayim and Betzaisim Mishloim. So Rav Gifta spoke in Mir years ago, and he said the same Ava Hashem had Betzaisim Mitzrayim, the same Ava was Betzaisim Mishloim. Again, it's different Matzavim, but there's no less Ava Betzaisim Mitzrayim than the Ava of Betzaisim Mishloim. Okay, then the last ten from Lamed Vav starts on Eretz Yisrael. So Lamed Vav starts on Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so maybe we'll try to learn them. Maybe today we'll have some time. We'll try to see. That say a chiddush in Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin. It says starts with Tzion. Kechi kol tzuri gilad le tziraych. So it says here in Lamed Zayin. It says bruch kol behema v'of chachmu. The behemoths of Eretz Yisrael have a bigger chachma. Adei kachamor hayu lefanim leben yorcham v'raych. So it says here. I think I said this already, that Rabbi Kamenetsky says that there's a famous medrash, that the medrash says that the medrash asks why the chamor of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer didn't eat tevel, and Avraham Avinu was afraid that his gemal may eat gezel, so he had a better zamam. The Teretz is, according to this kinor, this kinor, that the chamor mayor was in Eretz Yisrael. It's a chamor reich. Eretz Yisrael, the behemoths are smarter or more kadosh than. So Avraham Avinu, his malim were going to chutzarot. Because chutzarot, they don't have the same shmirah. But the mayor was in Eretz Yisrael. Mele his chamor had more chokhmah. Okay, that's what I think I had 12, and the last ten are in Eretz Yisrael.
I mean, what does Reb Gifter mean that it's the same Ava?
It's
terrible situation leaving Yerushalayim.
Right, terrible. But it says it's not. See, Hashem knew that we need this. Hashem knew that. Klal Yisrael needs golus. They need, so it wasn't like see when Hashem gives the einish, it's not like he's saying I don't love you. No, not at all. He loves us. He's giving the einish from Ava, not einish from sin or nekama. Not at all. He's giving the einish from Ava. I mean the einish was needed. Hashem knew that this world was needed. So he's giving everything me'ava. It's me'ava, not from Chalila, Sino, or Nekama. This is what he means. Even though Hashem, Lo Aleinu, is giving gifts on Shem, Hashem should help, but it's Me'ava. It's not like, Hashem knows Me'ava. This is what now they need, whatever reason Hashem knows, but it's Me'ava. It's the Ava, like Rav Chaim Shlevitz said, would say all the time, that the Gemara Yuma says that Vayis, see, the Kruvim were hugging each other. See, the Gemara says that the Kruvim and the Oren were made out of gold. There were two Kruvim and the Oren, but there was a nes happened that when Klal Yisrael did mitzvahs, the Zahav moved, the Kruvim moved together and hugged each other. The Kruvim are made out of gold, out of metal, but when Klal Yisrael were doing Ratzon Hashem, they hugged each other. And when they were doing Ratzon Hashem, they turned away from each other. This, the Gemara says in Bar Basra. The Gemara says in Yuma, but during the Churban, they were hugging each other. So the Mashua says, how can that, the Mashua and Yuma says, how can that be? They weren't doing what's in Hashem. How they hugging each other? So Rav Chaim answered the Teretz is that, Echinami, but Hashem is punishing some Ava. Hashem is it's Ava. It's not Sina, Chalila, or Nakama. It's Ava. So they mailed it during the Churban, they were hugging each other. Okay, that's a Rav Shteyman, that's how spoke in Mir a few times. He spoke by 10 minutes. He spoke 10 minutes each time. So he came Elo. He came a few Elos and spoke Elo a few times. And he said I heard him say this. He said that the Shoah in Mechemes, the second world, the World War II was Rachamim. It wasn't. What he said, it wasn't Din. It was Rachamim. Whatever what that means, I don't know what that means. But he said it took 2 years for sure. He said that the Mechemes Olam Hashniyah was Rachamim. Whatever that means, but Hashem doesn't hate us. Hashem loves us, and whatever He does, it's from love. It's not from sinner or nekama. It's all, everything is Ava. Everything is Ava. Hashem is Ava Atzuma here. So the saying, Rav Gifter saying, even in the Churban, there was Ava Atzuma. He said, but Tzeisim or Tshrayim, I think also Rav Meir Chadosh, so spoke in Mir also once, a few times, Rav Meir Chadosh from Churban, he said the same word, that Tzeisim or Tshrayim or Tshrayim is the same Ava. Lift Mitzrayim with Ava, Hashem is helping us, making us cry Israel, and leaving Yerushalayim also as a.
Rabbi, when we have to punish our kids, we shouldn't be out of anger at all. We should only be out of Ava.
Ava, it's Ava, yeah, Ava. We're not angry with them. We don't hate them, Chalila. We love them, but we punish from Ava, right? That's the biggest sort, Ava. The biggest sort, we put Hashem, we also. From Ava, not from Sinner or Nakama, right? And the children know that. See, Rav Moshe Arenstern would say a story. Rav Moshe Arenstern said would say a story that he was once on a bus going somewhere, and he was sitting behind two boys who weren't from. They were talking to each other. Moshe Aaron was sitting in back of them. So one boy told the other boy, my parents don't love me. One boy told the other boy, young boys, 10 years old. The boy says, how do you know? The boy said, my parents let me do what I want. It's a simon, they don't love me. If they would love me, they would make sure I would act properly. But they don't love me, they can do what I want. So this one boy told the other boy, it's right, they don't love me. Hear this? Something mazel. See, and
right?
if what do you say?
Is the boy right?
What'd you say again? What?
Is the boy right?
For sure. The parents love children. They'll help them to go the right way. They won't let them do what they want. They'll try to get them the right way. They'll get some good middos. They'll help them go in the right way. They won't let them do hefker. Whatever they want. That's not love. If a child does hefker, then the child chalila won't grow up well. He won't grow up well. He won't be a happy child. He just do what he wants, and chalila he'll come to things that aren't good. The children, if parents love children, they'll make sure that they'll try to guard them to the right way. They'll tell them in wherever they can, do this, don't do this, go here. They'll try to guide them. If they love them, if they don't love them, yeah, whatever you want, go where you want. That means you don't care, because parents know that if children go in wrong places, they won't be good. They'll go wrong places. They won't get good friends, everything. But if the parents love the child, they'll try their best to make sure the child is going well. If they don't love them, they'll say whatever you want. It's a biggest sword. The FBI, it's all Ava. Hashem loves us. It's all me Ava. Everything is me Ava. Yeah, we have to see the Abba. We have to see Hashem's avatar. See today. I learned with the boy on Wednesday. Also, Habav Shabbat Tachon. So in Perek Bei Shabbat Tachon, it says there are seven ways we know. The seven ways to get bitachon of Hashem. So it's for the first way, seven ways. But the way, first way, says the Chos Aruch, is to know Hashem is always on how gives us rachamim and chemla all the time. He's giving us chemla and rachamim all the time. So I in Machabusa, Abacha, we said that we're gonna try now every day to see one simin a day. Hashem loves us. One simon gives us one simon a day that Hashem loves us. And everyone has every day something that happens to him that shows Hashem's avatim. So we have to prove it. We have to prove Hashem loves us by seeing simoni ava to us every day. And there is simoni ava to us every day. We have to just think over our day, and think over our day, and we'll see. I'll tell you one simon. Today was the last day we learned in the mirror. So, but today they're like in the chabura were like maybe 15 people. They're big nes. This day is 9 kilo. It's not everyone comes to Yishuv, but there were maybe 12 people, 15 people in the chabura today. That was a very big chizuk. You know, that was today's last day we learned it. But this. Every day there's like simonim of Abba to every yid. Every yid has every day a simon that Hashem loves him in many, many ofanim. So we meet up with the bracha I learned with that we should try to be some leif once a day that Hashem loves us. Once a day in some inyan that Hashem loves us. Maybe also we have to say Simon. So I have a daughter who lives in Maas Dafna, Chana. So she made us lunch today. My wife probably is tired, so she sent lunch today. It's also Simon Ava. Okay. See, we have to see. Like this is Betzim what we said yesterday. Others, and others says Chaviven Yisrael she nikru banim la'makom and Chibur Yisera hanodas lahem. This is the sort of mission of it that Hashem loves us and Hashem tells us I love you. This is Mishnah. We had a Mishnah of a Perek Gimel. See, Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva says, "Chaviv Adam Nivra Tzelem No Daslo and Chaviv Yisrael Barim Lamakom." And Akiva is saying, "Daslem, Hashem is telling you, I love you. Barim Atem Hashem Kechem, I love you above all umos." And then Yisrael is Chaviv. They have Hashem gave the Torah. No Daslem, Hashem is telling you, I love you. I'm giving you Torah, which the Torah was, which the whole Bria was made for. So it's a Kima Torah. We have to see Hashem loves us, and we have to have Chizuk all the time. Hashem loves you, He loves us, and this Rabbi Akiva is saying, we're Chaviv, and that's that we're Chaviv. Hashem is telling us, I love you. This is the hair of the Mishnah in Ovis Perek Gimel that. The Christ is Chaviv, Klichemda, no Daslehem. Hashem is telling you, I love you. So maybe we can say Pshat in the Mishnah is not Hashem is telling us, He's showing us. Not only telling us, He's showing us. He's giving every year a simon every day, I love you. Something happens to a year every day, a chesed. Hashem is giving us chesed, I love you. He's showing us chesed. He's showing us chesed every day. Not just no das. Maybe this is nichlal in the word no das. He's telling us, and he's showing us. Not that he's telling us. Showing. We should try to write down every day one chesed Hashem did to us that day. There's many chesedim. Hashem many chesedim. Hashem does us chesed every day, and we should be some late to it. and we should put it into our lives. Hashem loves us. We have to have chizuk. Hashem loves us. That's the chizuk for us. And if we take the chizuk we have every day, it's built in our life. It's built into every year's life. A chizuk that Hashem loves him in some way. Okay, very chashuva thing.
Rabbi, also I remember Rabbi said about the akedah that showing is telling, talking is like showing something like that. By the akedah Yitzchak, that Hashem showed Avraham, he told him.
Okay, I forgot what I said. Okay, but. I forgot. Maybe I said something. I forgot what I said. You know, okay. Maybe we'll do a Mishnah of this. And maybe we'll see. The very fascinating thing that there's a Mishnah. It says Hakol Tzafui v'Rashus Nesuna. Everything is Hashem knows everything, but we are Bechira. So there's a very and the Rambam says, and in Prishna Mishnah, Rambam said this Mishnah is very chashuv that we have bechira, even though Hashem knows the future, but it's no steward to bechira. And Rambam says that this it's roy the Mishnah being said by Rabbi Akiva. See this Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva starts from Mishnah Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tezvav, and that's Zion. It's all Rabbi Akiva. So the Rambam says this Mishnah is very chashiv. It has big things, and it's proper that Rabbi Akiva said it. He was a big timer, so he said big things. Here is the fascinating. The Rambam says that this Mishnah is being said Rabbi Akiva did such a big yisodos that do we have Bechira. We have Bechira even though Hashem knows future. We have Bechira. I mean, we can do anything he wants. President Bechira can do what he wants. Can learn, can daven, can learning, do mitzvahs, all what he wants. Hashem, we can do anything you want. So you come in with this say once and this Mishnah has seen. I have an aura. It says in the Mishnah. Ubetov, ha olam nidon. That means Hashem has done everyone b'chesed. Everything is chesed. I see. It says in Rabbi Yonah that everything is chesed. Whatever we have, because we're not really for everything that Hashem gives, but everything, whatever we have is chesed. It's also okay. We're not really for what we have. We didn't earn what we have, but it's all chesed. Okay. Then we just say there's a Rambam. There's a Yonah. The Rambam says. Hakol si rov ha'maisa. So this famous Rambam wrote down in Rabbi Yonah that a person has elef zuvim. I have 1,000 coins of zuvim. Each one is zahav. One coin, 1,000. So the Rambam says it's better to give to 1,000 people 1,000 zuvim, not give one person, because the person that gives 1,000 times there'll be more tzoros of doing tov than giving one person 1,000 tov. It better give 1,000 people one zahuv than give one person 1,000 zahuvim. That'll be mashpia on you more to do tov, because I'm maisim and mashpia. So this Rambam says, maisim and mashpia on you, mela, it's right to give 1,000 times, because you'll be mitzorer more than if you give one time. Rambam, the Prishna Mishnah is over here, and the Rabbi Yonah brings down. But I think that there's a mistake in the world. But let's say, Rambam is speaking about 1,000 zehuvim, that every zehuv is chashuv. But let's say I have 1,000 shkolim, not zehuvim, 1,000 shkolim. So I say, I want to give to each ani one shekel, b'chdei that I'll have more esorus, I'll have more hashpoel tov than giving one person 1,000 shekel. I think that's a mistake, because a shekel is nothing. A shekel you give ani who you don't know really. A person who you know, regular tzaka, you give him 50 shekel, not 1 shekel, because 1 shekel is nothing. So people say, oh, we have a Rambam. The Rambam says 1,000 zehuvim, 1,000 people, there'll be more hashpa. The Rambam doesn't mean, he means that every zahov is chashev. Every zahov, it's like a golden coin, is chashev. I'm giving the ani a davar chashev, so since I can gain this oros, I should give 1,000 people a golden coin, not one person, 1,000, meaning I'm giving him the davar chashev. And also, I can gain this oros, okay, but 1,000 shekel, a shekel is like very, very shvach, almost nothing. So give it to you, 1,000 shekel. Why? Because I'll get oros. I'm giving tzedakah for yenim, not for myself. The Rambam doesn't mean tzedakah is for myself. Is that what the Rambam means? The Holy Rambam, I'm giving tzedakah for that. I should be over. I should steig. The yenim? Who cares about yenim? I don't care about him. I care myself. I want to steig. The Rambam doesn't mean that. I want to steig. I'm giving it for my steiging. No, I'm giving tzedakah for the ani, but I'm giving a davar chashev, a zahuv, a golden coin, chashev, but since I can also gain, I can be or more to do more taiva, I should do as if. Not the Rambam says, 1,000 shekel, give every ani a shekel like nothing, because who is he b'chal? I want a shtag. That's a mistake, no? A mistake. Not the Rambam means that the whole talk of tzedakah is I should shtag and give him nothing. No, that's the Rambam means, is, I think Rambam means 1,000 zahuvim, davar chashev. So davar chashev, I'm giving him a davar chashev, and I also have a way of being misora. But that means I think only about myself, not about him, b'chlau, and I'm thinking, I want to shtag, give him a shekel, where does it matter? Who is he, b'chlau? That's a toast. I think there's a toast. The Rambam doesn't, never said, the Rambam just said, that's the Rubin. Do you agree to this to hear, the Rambam? That doesn't mean that Takas of Stokas is Eisestag, for sure. I'm giving for him. He should have money and food, but if you have a choice of 1,000 zehuvim to one person, 1,000 people, then there's a for me also. I can use oramur, and that stalker will get more. But not that the whole talk of that stalker is for me. That's pushy. No, that's is that pshita? Pshita? No, pshita. But I'm saying.
Every time I heard it, it wasn't quoted like that, like the way you might be saying.
Okay, I think what I'm saying is true. Okay, maybe.
I'm 100%. That's Rebbe. Why do people say they make it sound like it's just to work on your midah and you're giving like nothing, like a shekel?
Yeah, I think it's a mistake. Okay, I think it's a mistake what people understand. Rambam, Rabbi Yonah says it. It's a mistake there. Struggle is not for me. Struggle is for yenim. For mehab yenim only. If I can also get his oris, also good. Not that that's the whole talk of tzedakah. I should get his oris and the only should get nothing. I think that's a mistake in the pshat and the Rambam. A big mistake in pshat and the Rambam. Big mistake. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll just say with some musa what I said today in the Chabura, like at the end, some Dvar Musar, and maybe Dvar Musar and Ben Asmanim, and also B'chal Tshuva. See, you know, there's a Gvaldiga Gura in Mishle that I think every Ben Torah has to know the Gura. The Gura in Mishle, in its very big issue, it says, in Per Yutes, Mishle Yutes, Pasuk Gimel. So I read the Pasuk in Mishle. The Pasuk in Mishle says Iveles Adam Tesaleh Darko V'yal Hashem Yizaf Libo. Meaning a person, Iveles is like a person like a foolishness. A person does a foolish thing. Iveles does something foolish and maybe he goes on a bit, not a good way. Then he has tannis on Hashem. This is the title of the pasuk in Yud Tes Gimel. Iveles Adam Tesaleh Darko V'al Hashem Yizaf Libo. So this is the Gvaldiga Gura. The groin on the pasuk says Gvaldiga Musar. He says a person learns Torah and then does mitzvahs. and he sees that he doesn't have Sad Ishmael. Hashem is not helping him, and everything is Shver. So he has tears on Hashem. Why aren't you helping me? I'm trying my best. I'm trying to learn Torah. I'm trying to do mitzvahs, and you aren't helping me. So the Goyin says, I'll tell you why. Because the person has to learn Torah l'fi da'agoso. The person has to learn Torah l'fi his da'aga, where he's holding, not go above his da'aga. This is the Gershon Edelstein said all his life. That many learning Torah are depressed. They're sad. Why? Because they're trying to go above the da'aga, trying to go above. You have to learn l'fi da'aga. What makes you happy, l'fi your pace, your level of learning, and this the Goyin says. I read the Goyin in Mishlei, that your test Gimel. Kol adam tzorach lelech l'fi matrigoso. The loyik potz. Don't jump over your da'aga. V'oz yelech betach b'da'ako, and Hashem will help you. If you go above your da'aga, you're not calling, you're trying to jump above da'aga, then Hashem won't help you. This is the pshat in the pasuk. Iveles adam tesalef da'ako. You're iveles. You're going in a foolish way. You're trying to jump above da'aga. You're trying to go above your matrigla, and you aren't holding there. Then you're going on not the right way. Hashem won't help you. You're trying to say, Hashem, why aren't you helping me? So the Goyin, this is what the word is. Don't jump my dragless. It says, the Goyin says it twice, also in the pasuk before, in Yotes base, it says, V'otz b'ragliyim chote. The Goyin says, it means the person is going up a ladder. It's a ladder. And you jump a rung. You jump across to a rung above you, and you fall. So it's a growing nerve. It's just the opening. Now it's going mass manning. We have to chazal learning, prepare learning, but only a fear daga. Don't go above daga. Learn what makes you happy, what you're happy with, what rather you can have shifa going higher. But if you do the fear daga, Hashem will help you. And if you go above your da'aga, try to learn above, let's say you want to learn the Rambam, but the Gemara is not clear, then Hashem won't help you. Here, this pasuk nerva. Iveles, this is the sword of all vice. Rav Gershon said this every alone, he said, don't go learn what you can do, what's happy for you, how much, how long, the fear da'aga. Then they'll be happy. You'll be happy. You'll have Shabbat Ishmael. It'll be good. This is the Gvaldig, isn't it? It's so nerve. See, it's so nerve in life. Don't go above da'aga. Like now coming back to him, we have time a little bit. We can learn. We can chazer our learning and know our learning. And but do lefi da'aga, lefi your da'aga, lefi weight holding. Not like jump above da'aga above you. This is the Gvaldig, and this is Chorim Matim. To the famous pasuk in Mishlei, we say all the time, Mishlei tesvav tesvav. It says kol yimei oni royim, v'tov leiv mishtetamid tesvav tesvav. It means so. Says the Goyin, person who's oni means he wants more. He wants a lot. He's never happy with what he has. He wants above what he has, more and more and more. Not happy, then he's a sad life. But Tov Leiv, what's Tov Leiv means? Person who's snared the chelko. He knows what he needs. He does what he's. I'm saying that the both goings are show each other. He does what he learns what he can. He's happy with what he has. He wants more, but he's happy with what he has. He knows he's going to fear Dagra, so he's Tov Leiv, so he'll be a happy person. So we should follow this Goyin very, very much. Go l'fi ha'daga. What we can do? To learn half hour, 1 hour, 1 hour, not 10 hours at one time. That's a big daga. All right. But there's no daga. Don't do it. this is called Gvaldige Gagon. Now we have the tshuva, the Tisha B'Av, the Ikaris tshuva. And one tshuva is in Limud Torah to know our learning. How can we know our learning? Be happy by learning. By learning, let's see our madrega. See, I said a story. I think I said a story once. I heard a story that Rav Gershon Edelstein, a person. I think I said it already. Maybe I said it once. A man once came to him, very overweight. And he said, Rebbe, I have to do an operation to make my weight go down. There's a whole operation of making your stomach smaller. So Rav Gershon, don't do the operation. No operation. Don't do the operation. I'll tell you what to do. What's your Seder HaLimud? He told him, says, I'll make you a new limud. I'll make you limud easier and better and more fit your darga. I'll tell you how to learn. And he said, I'll try this. I told him how to learn in an easier way, in much more way of simcha and everything. Make him back after a month and said, Rebbe, I don't need this operation. I can do it alone. I'm much happier. I can diet myself and the diet is a big gvura. So if you're happy, you can diet. If you're not happy, how can you diet? You're not holding my diet and you're not holding part of my happiness. So this is a big issue. If we would do this, learn the fear. But people say, how do we know our daga? How do we know where we're holding? We have to know where we're holding. How can we know that? How can we maybe, we think, how can we know where we're holding? So you have to think over in a way, where are you holding? What's good for you? How much you can learn, when you can learn, what you should learn. Think over it. Maybe today, tomorrow, we have a little time. Maybe Hashem should help us fast well. Hashem should help us fast well, everyone. And we can think over what to do, how to make a plan for Baruch Manim, what to do, how much to learn, what to learn. And then don't be a big Sat Ishmael. Don't be a big Sat Ishmael. What do you say about this?
I think it's something that needs to be worked on constantly every day. It doesn't just right. Just think about it once.
Right, every day. So think over today how I should learn or Baruch Manim. Now going to Baruch Manim. You see, this Baruch Manim 3 weeks in Av is the best because no Sukkot, no Pesach. We have like 3 weeks to learn. You know, not with a mitzvah to do. And we can gain a lot if we plan our Baruch Manim in an oifen where we will lefi adaga where we're holding, learn what makes us happy in an oifen where we're happy. It will be very good. Hashem will help you. This is the Goyim's Kiddush. Hashem won't help you if you're not holding lefi adaga. It's the Kiddush. They ask me why. Okay, I don't know why exactly. Needs Ian why, but this the Goyim says that, right? It needs like not only once. It needs every day, right? Every day, every week, every day to think what to do today, how to learn today, what oifen to learn today. But it's very learn lefi adaga, and it can be a big sat ishmaya. Hashem will help you. Say, Hashem will help you. Hashem, if you go lefi adaga, Hashem will help you. It says in the Goyim. In your test, Gimel, Oz Yelech Lebetach Bebedako, ask case that you, Hashem will help him. See, so with that, there'll be sat Ishmael. If you go to Fiyah Daga, there'll be sat Ishmael. Maybe we should make a plan that you, Elio, said Chazah Shabbos, say, I did a little bit. Maybe now, Baruch Manim, I have more time to Chazah Shabbos. So, how should we Chazah Shabbos? Maybe. I'm a little behind in the plan. So what should make? Maybe we should make now a new plan. The Torah of Shabbos. What do you say?
I'm trying to come back at the one daf a day pace in camp.
Okay, so I'll do also. I'll try to do a daf a day pace. Meaning we have 21 days. So I'll try to do a daf. I'll pick out a parak or two and I'll try to do a daf a day. At least that daf a day. I mean Rashi, Gemara Rashi. I try to do the daf a day. maybe not today. Today's Tisha B'Av. Or it's on Friday. 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 Shabbat. I mean, from Friday. From Yud. From Yud on. I'll try to do it that for day. And then, I mean, also I'll try to prepare right there on Shabbat so we can. So we're going to make. We're going to learn that now from. Elo Rosh Chodesh Elo is when is Rosh Chodesh Elo and Thursday is Rosh Chodesh Elo.
I think so. Yeah.
So is it good to start Thursday or Sunday? What's best for you? So now, Tully, so you could learn that at three to four.
Yeah, does it work for Rebbe? I feel very bad. I want it to work for everyone, but I want to be part of the shiur. So it would work.
So, three to four, right? Three. See, on Thursday, I have a value at three. Maybe Thursday we can start at 3:20 till four, because Thursday I have a value on the phone at 3 o'clock. So maybe. We'll see. If I can change it, I'll try to change it. Okay, let's see. If I can change it, I'll try to change it. Maybe it's a quarter to three. Maybe if I can, I'll change the value to quarter to three. I'll work on it. If I change it to quarter to three, then three we can learn. But it's great. It's good. Three to four is good. And I'll try to prepare now. Kval Gadol and Perk Shvi, Perk Shmini. Then I'll be prepared. Blender.
Maybe these are the most important stuff that we've been building up towards the malachis, no?
Yeah. It's the most important right now. Malachis is very important.
Could we try to, like, maybe get it with Meisr also?
Yeah. I'll try to look up Mishnah Berurah every time I can see. We'll learn Mishnah Berurah. All the malachis we have, try to learn Mishnah Berurah to get everything the Meisr. Yeah, right. We should, but for sure. We might say, right, Mr. Brewer. I'll try to find every sugya, Mr. Brewer, whatever we can, or maybe other halachas for him to get everything, whatever we can, the halacha. Yeah, I'll try. Brewer, now holding in Brewer. Brewer is very, very complicated. So we'll try to get Brewer a bit. Brewer is one simon, shin you test. Well, I'll try to get Brewer, Leander. Okay, fine. So thank you, man. Hashem should give you. Thank you for the whole man. Hashem should give you an easy fast and hatzlacha in the whole man. Man, you should have hatzlacha. You should be matzliach. Have simchas. Have yeshuas, and have a big hatzlacha.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Th